freshman, had 9 losses on the season. I think they came early on, but he's out there going to compete for a spot tomorrow at the finals against McGuire Midkiff. And Midkiff is a Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson Jr. with a 51-5 record. These wrestlers are competing at 113 pounds, and quickly it's Midkiff with a shot in there, tries to get behind and get control of Lance Runyon.
On mat number 3, we got Kobe Pritchard, 106 pounds, sophomore, 41-5, going against Nick Oldham, a freshman, 38-7 from Valley West Des Moines. And that match is 12 seconds underway, 0-0 score as somebody tries to get a takedown.
Midkiff from Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, gets the 2-point takedown over Runyon here at 113. This is a semifinal match.
We want to remind all of you, tomorrow night we will bring you all of the live wrestling coverage of the championships, streaming everywhere at KICRadio.com. And the Jock will be simulcasting this event all over southern central Iowa as our footprint expands.
Colby Pritchard give up a takedown there. Quickly gets the escape. He trails 2-1 with the minute remaining against Oldham, a freshman from West Des Moines Valley.
And if you're just joining us, folks, on 96.7, Coach Kevin Cochran, tell us what's special about Kobe Pritchard at 106.
Well, I mean, he's a great wrestler. That's what makes him special, for one. But otherwise, he is has a disability. He only has one leg and wrestling 106 pounds. So, you know, some people would sit here and argue, well, that maybe gives him an advantage, but it gives him a disadvantage as well.
I don't think he in his mind, he has no disability.
Absolutely not. And, you know, but he has a little bit of upper body strength. And you've seen, you know, I can't even think of his name, Robles won,
yes,
a national champion.
Yeah.
Anthony Robles from Arizona State won. You had Nick Ackerman, I believe he was from Colfax Mingo, won a national collegiate title at Simpson. With the same. So a lot of success with these kids. I'm glad the sport of wrestling gives them the opportunity to be able to compete with their disability.
Guys, talking about great names in wrestling, you guys just missed the legend. Dan Gable stopped by this broadcast booth. We were off the air and got a chance to visit, and he's here just enjoying wrestling with his grandsons.
That's awesome. And it's awesome that he was here.
In this broadcast booth.
Had the time to visit with you. I hope you put something in the can for us that we can play on some dead time as we progress through these semifinal matches. Right now we got Lance Runyon at 113 pounds, trailing 2-0 in the first period. A takedown early there by Midkiff from Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. And Midkiff is going to try to go to this second period with that 2-0 lead. And clock runs out at 113 first period. Lance Runyon from Indianola trying to punch his ticket to the finals tomorrow. He's got a 2-0 deficit for the Indianola Indians.
Oldham from Valley West Des Moines got his choice. He chose to go neutral against Pritchard of Indianola. And if you watch Pritchard start, and like I said, he has the one leg, he stands on it, and as soon as the whistle blow, he immediately drops to that knee and gets in position to try to get a takedown. Oldham's got a front headlock on Pritchard, trying to get scoring here. Pritchard's doing a nice job controlling that elbow. Could hit they stalemate it. I'm saying, from, you know, when you have that elbow from that underhook, it's easy. You could go in, you could hit a little Kelly, shuck by.
Oh, he gets in on a single leg now. It's Pritchard, the one-legged wrestler for Indianola, in on a single leg. He can't push with both legs because he's only got one. But, man, he's doing a good job in here on this single leg. Tries to move up, get onto the hips of his Valley of West Des Moines opponent.
No. Oldham had a nice whizzer in there. Gets the stalemate. Continue back here. Back on our feet. 1 minute left here in the second period. And this is the semifinals of the Class 3A on these middle four mats. Your consolation matches are on the in mats. And the losers of the consolations will wrestle for 7th and 8th place. And your winners are going to advance on and be in the consolation semifinals.
Lance Runyon over here trailing 2-0, Midkiff of Council Bluff Thomas Jefferson. And now Runyon trying to get himself in this contest. He trails 2-0 here with 47 seconds going in the second period. I wanted Pete Seifert's here up in the broadcast booth. Pete's the camera guy, the producer of our Fox 15 show, and he's the man behind the scenes. And I just want everyone to hear his voice. Pete, great job out of you this week bringing the Fox 15 coverage.
Yeah, it's really exciting just being here, being a part of this event, and seeing how Iowa wrestling really goes down.
First time here?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
It's the big show.
It's electrifying.
Let me tell you what. I did wrestling when I was a little kid, but this is way bigger than I ever thought it would be.
Well, Pete, you're doing all the marketing and helping us with producing for Fox 15.
Yep, yeah, at KYOU over in Ottumwa, Iowa. I just started there. It's a really exciting thing getting going there, so yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping by. What's your business, too? You got a website as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I also do on the side some marketing with a company called Brick Road. Yeah, we do marketing for small businesses.
Amazing stuff, folks. Brick Road. BrickRoad.com?
BrickRoad.co.
BrickRoad.co, man, you want your business pimped.
Hey,
he is the pimper.
I teach marketing in Centerville.
Oh,
okay. Or not Centerville, in Ottumwa.
Oh, okay.
Marketing and sports and entertainment.
Side roll here by Pritchard. Pritchard with side roll trying to come out on top here in the third period. But it's going to be Valley West Des Moines maintaining control. But Pritchard really working hard here at 106 pounds. The one-legged wrestler, Pritchard, from Indianola, trying to get out here. It's a 2-2 tie at 106. Indianola.
And he's got him in a position here. If he can maintain and get two, he may get some back points out of this, unless they're going to stalemate it.
Man, I hope.
Let him wrestle here.
Let him wrestle. Oh. They call the stalemate. So we'll go back.
Well, his teammate over here, Lance Runyon, trails still 2-0, taking on Midkiff of Council Bluff, Thomas Jefferson.
Well, the way the third period started here is Pritchard went down, and Oldham immediately said, "Hey, I want to go on my feet," which tied the score up 2-2. We have 1:05 remaining here in the third period.
Oldham with an underhook now, trying to bulldog Pritchard.
Kind of scoots with that leg there.
And it's still an underhook by Oldham. It's a 2-2 tie in the third period. 53 seconds to go. Indianola Indians, hug those radios, because your very own Cobley Pritchard is out there on the mat in a 2-2 tie. 49 seconds left.
Lance running over here for Indianola, also on the mat. 1:07 left in the third period. Trails 2-0.
These matches are huge. Winners go to the finals tomorrow. Tomorrow night they'll wrestle at 6 o'clock. Pritchard trying to hit a Kelly. He's got it locked up. Trying to work it around.
Trying to go over and reach that far leg, get a far side on there. Can't quite reach it.
Good
still
job
nothing
there,
yet.
And now it's going to be no score here with 25 seconds to go. Pritchard now.
He's got good control of that elbow. If he can continue to pull pressure down and come across the opposite leg.
He's still got that elbow, so he's not giving up the takedown, but he needs to really elevate and hit
it
hard.
Here he's going to be in trouble. He may get two right here.
Yeah, there's two, and it's going to be 4-2 with the final
five seconds left.
Pritchard will medal, but he will not stand.
There's a freshman in the finals for West Des Moines Valley.
We got it, Lance Runyon of Indianola now trailing by 26 seconds. Tries to stand up. Gets the inside cradle on the stand up. He's going to have to come out the side. He's got to get a reversal here to tie it up. 17 seconds.
Man, Indianola, your Kobe Pritchard gave everything he had. That was not a loss for Pritchard.
Runyon.
He didn't have his hand raised, but he put it out there on the mat.
Runyon may get a defensive pin here. He has his opponent in a defensive pin, and time will run out. Gentlemen, Runyon's going to go down by two here, but Travis Abbott, I don't know if you saw this down below us, but man, alive, nearly at the end there, he was able to had his opponent flat on his back.
I saw that, but it wasn't quite quick enough.
Yeah, he just ran out of time there. He was in a good position, and if he had had another 5 seconds on the clock there, he could have turned into that and had his opponent on his back and got the two-point reversal. Could have tied it up for sure, but he just ran out of time. Congratulations, though, to Lance Runyon and making it here to the semifinals.
He'll be wrestling tomorrow for a place on the podium. We're looking for champions here. Semifinals and third-round consolations. Again, all the contestants here in 3A are going to be on the podium. Just how high. We're trying to set up our Saturday night showcase matches.
We're live from the Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC. This is the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're at the Class 3A semifinal matches. Class 3A, the big schools in Iowa, they're out here represented. Schools like Southeast Polk, Fort Dodge, Indianola. Oskaloosa is a Class 3A team. It's the big schools. We're going to be here with this wrestling action for you here, folks, on 96.7 until probably around 8:30, 8:45, and then we'll move into the Class 2A semifinals and their third-round consolation matches. So a great evening of wrestling coming to you here on 96.7. So happy to be able to bring it to you here live from Wells Fargo Arena.
We got, don't forget, 1:32 coming up here in just a moment. Drew Sams, maybe the most thrilling match of the entire tournament, guys. Went seven periods, scoreless, and won the coin toss, chose to cover, and rode his opponent out.
I've seen that ultimate tiebreaker before, but never with a 0-0 score. Have you, Coach Cochran?
No. I've seen a lot of matches, and I'm sure I probably have at some point, but it's been a long time. And it's kind of neat to see, though.
Up here at State, it's awesome.
Absolutely. And because then it just comes down to that coin flip. It comes down to that coin flip of and it came out on Sam's favor because they both rode each other out. Nobody could get out from underneath. So Sam's, hey, easy pick. Hey, I'm going up. I've got enough energy. I'm going to ride him for 30 more seconds.
Well, I talked to first-year coach Weber there at Oskaloosa, and I said, you know, you made that decision to ride on top. Most of the time you'll see the guy choose the down position, but said, hey, we rode so tough, we thought we'd take our chances there. And he said he asked him what he wanted to do, Sam's, and Sam says, I believe I can ride him out, Coach.
He sure did, and he punched his ticket to this semifinal tonight, and we're going to be bringing that to you here for the Oskaloosa Indians and all of those great sponsors, great listeners down in Mahaska County.
Oskaloosa, your Drew Sams and your coach are going to be on the Fox 15 Wrap 9:30 tonight. KYU Fox 15. Had a chance to catch up with both of them. Great interviews. You'll want to check that out. Fox 15 tonight. Go Big Blue. Go Demons. Bring home the gold. Kevin Bunch checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Kevin Bunch is a great dude. Proud to call Kevin Bunch my friend. Glad you're listening in, Kevin. I think back when Kevin was a freshman, the lowest weight was 98, and he went to State. He just was a stud when he was 14.
Absolutely.
All right. Right now, we are at Class 3A. These are semifinal matches. The winners of these get the rest of the night off. If you lose this one, you got another match that you got to come back. Now, if you lose this match here, at both 2A and 3A, you will wrestle again to determine whether you will be going for fifth-place points or for third-place points. The worst any of these wrestlers that we're going to be broadcasting for the rest of the evening can finish is sixth place. All of the wrestlers that we're going to broadcast are, at minimum, sixth-place winners.
We are going to get to Drew Sams here at 132, 126, and 120 weight classes on the mat. Let's take a timeout. We're going to come back. Drew Sams of Oskaloosa is on deck when we come back. High above the mats, high fidelity. You're listening to the 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
The Hy-Vee Distribution Center in Sheraton is hiring for full-time refrigeration electrician positions in their perishable warehouse. This is a Sunday through Thursday evening schedule of 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. You should be motivated and qualified to maintain and repair refrigeration, ice manufacturing equipment, heating, electrical, and air conditioning units. The starting wage is $18 to $22 per hour based on experience. Candidates will be required. Candidates will be required to pass a physical fitness test, drug screen, and criminal background check. Visit www.hy-v.com to apply online.
Hey bird watchers, Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50 pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
TD&T CPAs and Advisors is a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business. With offices in 10 area locations, they serve clients throughout Iowa. We use them, shouldn't you? Give them a call or visit them on the web. TD&T.
Jeff and Julie Kolmaticki talk about their car buying experience at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville.
My wife and I are local business owners in the Centerville area, and it's important to us to have a dealership that we can go to for service, and we felt it was important to buy local. Steve Bunch and his group did a great job. We were very happy with the service. We hope that everybody in this area will go see Steve. We told him what we wanted. Within a few days, he had the exact vehicle. The whole experience was very nice, very pleasant, great people to work with, and I recommend anybody around us go out and see them. It is under new management. They're doing a great job. I've heard a lot of good comments. You know, we're just happy to have Chevy in town with us.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Tell your family and tell your friends when you're shopping for a new or used automobile, see Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Check out our entire inventory at www.peteharkness.com. Your car buying experience is important to me. Better value, better quality, better service.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Drew Sands, Oskaloosa on the mat here, 132 pounds, just underway. And he earned his ticket here the long way. Seven periods, scoreless for seven, and gets the victory by writing out his opponent. And he's on the mat here trying to work his way up the podium.
He's going up against that guy with a Scrabble name. We're going to call him Zizek, but there's like one vowel and 14 consonants in.
I have a feeling we'll call him lots of different names.
He's on his feet against Drew Sams. Sams, a junior, 34-8 on this season. Johnston has Ethan Zizek, 33-7, a senior. The wrestlers are on their feet, just underway here, first period at 132 pounds. No score. Grappling from their feet. It's Drew Sams from Oskaloosa. Match being brought to you today, folks, by Bluff Creek Archery and Belzer Equipment.
Also want to thank Summer's Car Credit in Oskaloosa, where they make car buying fun. You can buy the car there, and they'll finance it to you. And most cars are paid off in less than a couple of years. So see Jimmy and Big T. They make car buying fun.
Collar tie now for Drew Sams. We are progressing our way through the first period. Wrestlers are on their feet. Sams is grappling. This is a semifinal match for Drew Sams. We're also going to have Joe Howard, the talented Indianola Indian, going to be taking the purple mat with his purple singlet over on mat five. And Coach Cochran, you want to bring that one, and I'll make sure that everybody stays caught up on Drew Sams?
Absolutely. He's going to be wrestling Cameron Sadeghi from Keokuk, a senior, 43-3 on the year. That match is just underway.
Drew Sams, a couple shots and reshots, and we're going to expire the time in the first period with a scoreless tie at 132. Drew Sams will be covering his Johnston opponent, Zizek, to start the second period.
Well, he's already proven he's a really tough rider.
Boy, is he ever. He's got the longest of rides ever at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. The only way anybody could ever get there would be to tie him. Right now, he is riding tough on the right side.
Look, he's trying to set that that cradle. He's going to wipe that away.
Zizek's got broken down on the shoulders, but he's still got his knees up. Drew Sams is back on the hips, trying to work a half Nelson in on the right-hand side. He doesn't have him broken down all the way, but now he's going to work a tilt.
Over.
He's got that tilt almost locked up. He's got the left arm pinned behind. It's Drew Sams from Oskaloosa working on top here at 132 pounds. We got 138-pounder. I believe that's our main man from Indianola, Joe Howard.
We got Joe Howard over there on mat number seven. A lot of flurries here on your feet, but nothing really even remotely close to a takedown in out of bounds. Come back to the center. A lot of hand fighting going on. But 35 seconds left here in the first period, and we are still knotted at zero.
Mariah Smith listening in says, let's go, Big Blue. Iceman, Lawless, Reeves, Leshen. Well, they'll be coming up here about 8:40.
They're running these consolation matches simultaneously with the semifinal matches, so we'll be bringing you four matches from each weight class right here at Wells Fargo, where we've got Drew Sams on top with 36 seconds to go, riding hard against Zizek from Johnston.
Oh, Zizek, nice chin back there.
With a sit out, nice chin back by Drew Sams. Drew Sams from Oskaloosa with 26 seconds to go. In a scoreless tie, he's going to try to finish riding out this match, this period. 20 seconds remain. Sams is on top. He's working hard on top and bars the arm on the right-hand side. Tries to put a half Nelson in there. And with 11 seconds to go, looks like he's going to get this ride.
Well, over here with Joe Howard, it's a 0-0 tie after the first period, and it was his choice, and he did the right thing. He went down, and he's up and out immediately. He's got that first point. He leads 1-0 over Cam Sadeghi of Keokuk at 132 pounds.
Drew Sams finishes his second period ride at 132 pounds, and he could bust out of here with
That's
an escape and skate away with a win, 1-0.
He is so tough on top.
Boy, man. Nice sit-out switch there by Sams. Good job by Cizek following around. Cizek gets back around on the hips. But Sams turns, faces, and spins, grabs a hold of the leg, and going to try to get out with stand-up. He's loose. 1-0 the score. Drew Sams on top.
Hey, here's something you don't see very often. We just had Nelson Brands from Iowa City West on mat number 6. And this is a semifinal match. He was up 17-6 in the first period.
Yeah.
Before he pinned him, and there was 27 seconds left when he pinned him.
He scored 17-6.
In a minute and 33 seconds, he scored 17 points and pins him.
That's Brands wrestling right there.
I mean, I tell you, he is fun to watch. He is a go-getter, lots of action, and he's punched his ticket to the finals.
Well, you talked to him down in the tunnel, Travis Zapital, and when you had that interview with Nelson Brands, looked to me like the sound of it was he's a real down-to-earth kid.
Yeah, he sure is. You know, he talked all about, you know, watching films and making sure that he knew his next opponent coming up. Even talked about, you know, working out with some of the Iowa wrestlers and the guys that wrestled it in the high school level last year that had wrestled against this kid. And he worked out with those guys to gain an advantage on his opponent there in the earlier round. And Nelson Brands is a strong athlete and He brings the pressure, no doubt
about
it.
All right, we've got a 132-pounder out there, Drew Sams, shot in there by Zizek from Johnson with 42 seconds to go. Zizek's got inside position. He's got a couple of ankles picked up, but a nice whizzer on the left side by Sams. Sams near the edge of the mat trying to whizzer off this thing. Zizek picks up the ankle, grabs, gets control, but they're off the mat, out of bounds. Are they going to give him control on the mat? But his knee's out, and it's going to be off the mat. He's going to try to drag him back and get the takedown, but he can't do it.
Jeez, what
work by Sams. 17 seconds to go, and that was a clock eater for Oskaloosa's Drew Sams.
He's a cardiac wrestler. Oh, my goodness.
So you guys are going to have the same thing. He wants to talk to the official. We have a...
They gave him a takedown. After a conference with the third official, they give the takedown to Zizek. So with 17 seconds to go, it looked like Drew Sams was going to be going back to the center of the mat with a one-point lead. Instead, he gets set in the down position with 17 seconds to go, trailing 2-1. So Sams needs to bust out of here in the third period. He's got a 2-1 deficit.
Well, they left that contest go way too long.
Yes.
You know, Zizek had the takedown. And
Stand-up by Sams. Sams gets stand-up. Zizek going to get a stall call on him here. A Granby roll by Sams and a back points being awarded. Nope, not quick enough for back points, but it's a 2-1 loss for Drew Sams.
Well, over here with Joe Howard, we do got some controversy. Camp Sadeghi, towards the end, well, there's 18 seconds left in the second period, gets a takedown on the edge of the mat. Controversial call. Indianola brings him over to try to get an explanation of why they got that takedown. And in the meantime, when Sadeghi took him down, I don't know if he hurt his ankle or what, but then we had injury time. They just get back to the center and start back up. And 4 seconds left here in the first period. No change. Looks like it's going to be a 2-1. 2-1 decision going here into the third period, and it's Camp Sadeghi. He's limping around on that. It must be an ankle or a foot. that bothered him on that takedown. But he's going to choose to go down, and Howard's going to have to ride him or cut him and try to take him down. But it looks like Sadeghi's hurting a little bit with that foot.
It sure does. He's limping around. He's on the bottom right now in the third period. Howard covers, works him down, breaks him. He breaks him right down, real quickly breaks him down. Sadeghi gets back to his base. No, he can't get all the way to his base. He gets one leg up, but not two. It looks to me like Joe Howard is wrestling a one-legged wrestler right now. Sadeghi down there with a 2-1 lead. Howard working tough on top. I suppose he'll ride him here, Kevin, for a couple minutes, and then now a stall call against Sadeghi. Sadeghi with a stall call, so Howard can tie this thing up by working hard and watching Sadeghi just sit there. It looks like he's nursing that leg, trying to stall out of this match. Joe Howard from Indianola. The Indianola squad wears a bright purple singlet.
Well, and we got Keokuk with purple over there, too. Luckily, they got that white stripe down the side of it to be able to tell them apart here.
We also got Colton Mertens
from Mount Pleasant.
From Mount Pleasant battling down there. He's in a 145-pound match.
He's wrestling Josh Gerke from Xavier Cedar Rapids.
That match is just underway. Meanwhile, at 132, 2-1 the score. We reset it after the wrestlers go off the mat. Joe Howard breaks down.
You know, it's 2-1 here. I mean, there's going to be a point where you're going to have to let him go and try to take him down to at least tie this thing up. There's 43 seconds left.
I figured that would happen at 1 minute, but we're down at 40 seconds now. There has been a stall call in this match against Sadeghi. Kamiran Sadeghi from Keokuk just fishing on the bottom, and they got to call a stall here again. I know officials hate to tie it up with a stall call, but
absolutely.
There it is. He's telling him right now. Howard's the officials yelling at him right now, telling him, you got to do something, you got to do something.
Howard's doing a nice job of trying to turn him with he's got
there's
bars
only 13
and
seconds
halves.
Left.
And
there's only 13 seconds. He's got to call that stall. He's got to call
there
stall.
It is.
There it is. A tie match. Sadeghi gets the second stall call, and the official was pleading with him to do something on the bottom because he did not want to make that call. He called it too late, and it is a tie match going into overtime. Sudden victory here at 132 pounds for Joe Howard from Indianola.
You know, here Drew Sams wrestled Sadeghi in the finals there at districts over in Burlington and kind of did the same thing. I don't know if his foot's bothering him that much where maybe it hurts putting pressure on it, but
he backs
Howard
away.
Got the stall call.
He backs away from Howard, and Howard in on a single leg. Howard in on single leg trips and scores, and a takedown for Howard. He wins in sudden victory. Only 8 seconds to execute that takedown, and I would not be surprised the way that Sadeghi is acting if he doesn't forfeit his next match. He is very, very much a limping wrestler. Limps off the mat. Had the 2-1 lead with 5 seconds to go. The official pleaded with him to get some action going, and 10 seconds later gives him the stall call and tied it up, and he goes down in 8 seconds to a sudden victory defeat. Congratulations, Joe Howard. He'll be going here in a little bit on a consolation match to see if he's going to go for third or for fifth. Right now we got Colton Mertens from Mount Pleasant. He's out there on the mat with a 1-0 lead. He got an escape here at the beginning of the second period at 145. The wrestlers are on their feet at 145. Mertens is a real tough guy. He's just built like a well-constructed brick-and-mortar
outhouse.
outdoor bathroom facility. I'm looking at him through my binoculars right now. You know what I like about him the most besides that he's built like a brick-and-mortar outdoor bathroom facility? No tattoos. There's no bleeding skull tattoo on his shoulders. He's just a good, clean-cut Southern Iowa Highway 34 kid. Right there at the crossroads of the Avenue of the Saints and Highway 34. Mertens now gets the two-point takedown. With 42 seconds, Mertens executes a great single leg, drops down, gets behind the hips, and scores a two-point takedown. He's ahead 3-0 in his 145-pound
And if he can hang on, he's going to have Michael Zachary. Michael Zachary of Dowling Catholic just wins over Spencer Neville's by a score of 10-4. Michael Zachary's the defending state champion, and I guess he's just got a good story. His dad is the doctor that goes to all the tournaments and all the meets and everything, and I remember him. He helped us out in a duel one time when I had a kid hyperextend the elbow. He came in down to the mat and put it back in. Just a great guy and a great family, and loves the sport of wrestling.
The first point of the match here at 145 is going to be scored against Colton Mertens. He gives up the escape. 3-1 the score now here. This is a semifinal match, folks. The winner of this one goes to tomorrow night. Josh Gerke from Xavier Cedar Rapids now with that escape trails 3-1 against Mertens from Mount Pleasant as we go to the third and final period here at 145. Hey, we got something going on here. There's a U.S. Cellular text message center, and they put them up on the scoreboard at the center of Wells Fargo Arena. And there's someone texting in to the U.S. Cellular in-house text message, "Travis is awesome." Is that you doing it?
That's
he sent about 100 texts.
Well,
he's been
sure
sending me texts all day on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
It says, "Travis is amazing," and I'm sure that anybody that knows me would not send that in about me. Now, granted, there's a lot of people in this world by the name of Travis, and I'm sure that Travis probably is amazing, but I'm sure that it's not being sent in about me.
All right. Colton Mertens is going to cover his 145-pound opponent here to start the third period, Josh Gerke. And Gerke does a nice job, gets a stand-up. There's the escape for Gerke at 145. So it's a 3-2 advantage for Colton Mertens. He's trying to punch his ticket to the finals tomorrow night for the Mount Pleasant Panthers. The Panthers from Mount Pleasant. There's a shot in there by Gerke. Mertens quickly ducks under. It's a headlock attempt by Gerke. Mertens gets behind, gets on the hips. Mertens in control now. He just needs to chin him back. He needs to get a two-point takedown here with 43 seconds. And Mertens can't quite get it done.
No, he got the takedown. He got the takedown. Now the escape. So it's a 5-3 score, 30 seconds left. It'd be nice to see him get another takedown just to seal the deal here.
If I'm Xavier Cedar Rapids' coach, I'm not very happy about that because that was a quick takedown. It looked to me like, even though I'm rooting for Mertens, I don't think he got that takedown.
Come on, Ron Terpstra would have given that a takedown even, man. I mean, that was a
good
call.
Don't pick on our buddy Ron.
Come on.
All right, the wrestlers are on their feet with 13 seconds to go. A two-point advantage for Colton Mertens for Mount Pleasant. He's trying to make it to the finals tomorrow night. He will be on TV if he can get that done. He works around on a spin back, and he will go to the finals tomorrow. He wins 5-3 for the Mount Pleasant Panthers, and what a fine match that was. Well executed, and to me, I think the score should have been 3-2 instead of 5-3, but the right kid won.
Talking about our good friend Ron Terpstra, you know, Ron finished out his career as an official down here last night, but had a chance to run into Glenn Wood earlier today, and he said, you forgot one thing, Travis. He said, you forgot to mention that Ron had his Depends on all day yesterday.
Should have shared them with you guys.
Am I the only guy up here showing the love for Ron Terpstra? He did a great job.
Yes,
for 40
he
years, he busted his hump, and, you know, the Iowa High School Athletic Association, Iowa High School Athletic Association
Ron's
is sitting on millions of dollars of cash, and they could run every tournament for the next 3 years and not charge
nobody.
A penny. And to me, I think that that is something that the legislature in the state of Iowa needs to look at and find out why the High School Athletic Association is sitting on so much cash when they pay great individuals like Ron Terpstra a pittance to come down here and give their lives,
you know,
to
the
sport.
We give Ron a hard time, but we appreciate Ron and love Ron to death, and he's become a good friend of mine over the last several years, and watching him go out in style last night, that
was
great.
That was fun.
And once again, Ron, if you're listening, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for all your hard work.
Well, I gotta tell you though too, I mean, I've seen some pretty big old bull scimitals, and I think Ron's full of more than some of them bulls are. He's a character, that's for darn sure. If you can't sit with Ron Terpstra and for a half an hour and not get a chuckle out of him, then you don't have a sense of humor.
Well, it has been a ton of fun here as we progress through this Class 3A.
We should get him up here is what we need to do.
We're going to. Yeah, I talked to Ron last night afterwards after the session was over, and I told him, I said, Ron, I said, it'd be great to get you up in the booth, you know, and have some one-on-one time where we can sit down and let you call a match from our side where we've told you time and time again that you made the wrong call. But we want you to sit on our side of this and you make the right call from where we're at.
Well, everybody knows that officials are human, but they are so good here at Iowa. They are so good. They get it wrong so seldom.
Yeah, and do you remember if you have a call that you thought was really wrong here?
If you have a disagreement, it's always about something very small or minute. Like, was that takedown at the edge of the mat really a takedown?
It's a judgment call.
It's a judgment call.
Yep. And you know what? I don't envy these guys because I don't want to be that guy down there on the mat. And my judgment outweighing the future of somebody's next match. I like calling it from here in the radio broadcast booth because my judgment up here doesn't weigh consequences on a kid moving forward or not. You know, and these guys, they got my utmost respect. I mean, they're great
Absolutely.
At what they do, and they get minimal for what they do. The only reason why they do it is because they love the sport. And they're giving back to the sport that taught them something in life, and that's why they're here.
Well, we're working through the middle weights now, getting up into the upper weights. We've got 170-pounders out there, as well as 145-pounders out there. Might be a good time to send it back to the studio, get you caught up on a couple of great commercial messages, and we've been derelict in our duties of letting you know who our great sponsors are. We're going to give you that chance right now, but don't go anywhere. We are going to be back with Isaiah Cox at 182 pounds in just a minute or two. So don't go anywhere. Class 3A coming right back at you.
What an exciting year as we get to this point of the year with the state wrestling tournaments in Iowa and, of course, basketball tournaments coming up as well. Iowa, a great place to be at this time of year. Iowa's a great place to be, too, if you want the best in education. And if you're considering open enrolling your student for the 2016-17 school year, March 1st is the deadline for approval. You need to get the forms picked up in your local district office, or I'll suggest you to the Albia Community School District office at 701 Washington Avenue East in Albia. The reason I say Albia is because of the terrific academic programs. They emphasize 21st century skills. They emphasize technology and getting ready for your career and for college. They also have wonderful scholarship opportunities like the Dellavedova Trust Fund. Their state-of-the-art facilities continue to improve at every level. They're terrific. And they have great teachers, terrific athletic and fine arts programs as well. It's all part of the Blue Pride Way in the Albia Community School District. Consider open enrollment there. You'll be glad you did.
If a new building has been on your mind, it's time to call Morton Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing during our Building Value Day sales event. From garages and hobby shops to machine storage and commercial facilities, Morton constructs quality buildings for a variety of uses that meet your needs and style. Additionally, Morton is now offering its exclusive concrete columns as standard on all buildings, removing the wood out of the ground. To learn more, stop in your local construction center in Sheraton or Fairfield, or give us a call at 800-447-7436.
How many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Although it's tempting to keep plugging devices into power strips, it's not safe. An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Around your home, keep safety top of mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Do you remember the old-time hardware stores? They had just about everything you could possibly want, and they could get what they didn't have without it being a big hassle. Do you wish you could find that store today? That store is in Albia at Golf and Nash Napa Store. They have just about everything you could need or want, and if not, they usually can get it for you. They also repair and make hydraulic hoses. That's your Albia Napa Store, Golf and Nash, Napa know-how. A proud sponsor of Albia Athletics.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. High by the Mats, High Fidelity. High Fidelity, and we're bringing you the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. And we are about to get ready for Isaiah Cox at 182 pounds.
Isaiah Cox, does he have his championship singlet on, Kevin Cochran?
Yes, he does.
Wow, that is so cool. The big white singlet, Isaiah Cox out there on the mat. He shakes his opponent's hand, and we are underway at 182.
He's going against Caden Sauer of West Des Moines, or Dallin Catholic, who they've wrestled in a dual meet this year. I think Isaiah won maybe by a point or two, so he's got a tough opponent here.
I like this. Isaiah right in on the offense, right off the whistle. He's in on a single leg, and his opponent from Dallin Catholic wipes it off, and they're back to the center of the mat.
Cox now with a very low stance, a wide low stance, working in on hand control. Just underway here at 182 pounds. Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa.
He's controlling that Russian tie, gets into a leg. No, he's still
he
there.
He tripped, but he got back, got behind, and got control, and it's a two-point takedown for Isaiah Cox.
Ottumwa. That's what I was talking about. He just stays in great position. But the thing is, I mean, we'll bring him up here. You guys feel the guy. He's so tough to move.
Well, if you've never seen Isaiah Cox wrestle, or if you've never seen Isaiah Cox in person, he has got such a great low center of gravity build to him that he can get in on a leg on a tall guy and be and have the leverage. You know, we talked earlier about tall, lanky guys having leverage, but Isaiah Cox is one of those guys that just has a build to him to where he's got such a great low center of gravity and can control those legs once he gets in on them.
Well, you have to have a for high school wrestling, you have to have a 7% body fat. You can't be any lower than that. Or you have to get a waiver signed by a doctor that says, hey, this is your normal weight. Isaiah weighs about 185, 186, eating everything he can. And so he cut down. He weighed about 181 and a half during...
Nice arm drag there by Isaiah Cox. Can't quite come up with the takedown after he cuts his opponent. It's 2-1 now for Isaiah.
But... He weighed about 181 during, so he had to get below 182 so he could wrestle 182, so he weighed like 181 and a half, and his body fat was literally like 3.4%. So even when he's full feed, he's only like, you know, 4% body fat. And I can believe it. Like I said, when you grab him, there's zero on there.
Good solid kid too. You know, we had him up here last night in the booth and got some interviews with him, and very well-mannered and very well good, rounded kid.
Well, here's what I say. He's very respectful. He's very humble. And I think he's a kid that really appreciates all the people around him, his coaches, his fans, his teammates. And he understands that helps him get to where he's at.
I just wish he would have started wrestling at a younger age.
Oh, absolutely. He came to Ottumwa as a freshman.
Yeah, and started wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's wrestling right now. He's going to take the down position to start this second period. His opponent is just going to cut him, and it's 3-1 now. Isaiah Cox on top, 3-1. He's got a takedown to go with that escape. His opponent, Caden Sauer from Dallin Catholic, West Des Moines, trying to work some hand control as the wrestlers are on their feet in the second period at 182 pounds. Ottumwa's Isaiah Cox in on a single leg, but they go off the mat out of bounds. 22 seconds gone here in the second period. Isaiah Cox back to the center. Ankle pick attempt by Sauer. Good sprawl by Isaiah. He hops back and gets into a good takedown position. A snap down there attempt by Isaiah Cox. Cox from Ottumwa, a senior, been working real hard to build his record to 44-2. Now he tries that ankle trip. He gets behind. It's near the edge of the out-of-bounds circle.
So I hope he lifts that leg up and brings it in. Lift that leg up,
bring it in. He's got to come back, but a nice job hipping off the mat by Caden Sauer. And that was a nifty ankle trip attempt by Isaiah Cox. He swept the left leg around the right leg of Sauer, got the trip, but it was near the edge of the mat, and Sauer was able to hip off. now Isaiah Cox in a collar tie with Caden Sauer. I really like Isaiah on his feet, working shots and working angles instead of throws. We saw him earlier have his championship hopes dashed in a match that he was leading. Looked like he was going to get a reversal, but got hipped down to the mat in a throw and pinned.
Yeah, no, we was talking to those Luther coaches right before we come down here, and they said the same thing. They're like, man, he was controlling that whole match. But that's a blink of an eye, man. A match can be over in a heartbeat. But I think if anybody's up here watching, they understand the quality that he is. And your state champions, you know, you could wrestle this tournament next week, and you might get a whole set of new state champions. Anybody that stands on that podium, they're all champions, in my opinion.
Well, you think about 3A, 285. Sectional.
Sauer in on a single leg now. A wizard being applied by Cox with 12 seconds to go. Sauer's in deep on a single leg. Cox trying to wizard his way out of it. We're counting down through the final 6 seconds. Cox gets the sprawl and is going to get out of this.
Try to score here.
Deep shot by Sauer. So it's going to be 3-1 going to the third period. And Isaiah Cox will be covering Sauer to start the third period. And that was a flurry, a scramble. And Isaiah Cox did a great job for Ottumwa getting out of that single leg takedown.
You know, and I was talking to Coach Griffiths there, and we got talking about working with Isaiah and everything and how he was going to prepare. And Griff just looks at me and says, man, he said, and Griff's a big boy. He's a lot bigger than I. He said, I physically cannot take him down unless I just work a set of, my underhooks and everything and get in there. That's the only way I can get to his legs.
A point for Sauer as Cox just cuts him here as we bring you this 182-pound consolation match here on 96.7 live wrestling from Wells Fargo Arena here on 96.7. It is Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Great sponsors bringing it to you here. Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa with a 3-2 lead at 182 pounds, trying to advance and get the chance to wrestle for third place points here for the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Great match being brought to you right now by SNS Construction and TNT spray foam as we count down through the final 70 seconds here in this match. Isaiah Cox on top, 3-2.
Isaiah still got a lot of pep in his step here too, Joe. He's bouncing up off his toes, reaches in now, gets in the collar ties, gets some separation. Minute to go.
He can afford one stall call, but not two. Neither wrestler been warned for stalling. A shot in here now by Sauer. Good sprawl by Cox. Official leaning in there saying something to Isaiah Cox. I think it might have said, hey, do something.
Well, yeah, I don't want to see him go on the defense here. He needs to continue to wrestle. You got to wrestle to win here.
Well, there's 36 ticks left on the clock, and the wrestlers are on their feet. A 3-2 score at 182 pounds.
Wins here. What's he going to wrestle for?
If he wins here, he'll wrestle in the consolation semifinals. If he wins that, he goes for third. If he loses, he goes for fifth and sixth.
The loser of these consolation matches will automatically drop down and wrestle for seventh and eighth.
Now he can kind of run. There's 8 seconds left on the clock. He leads 3-2.
And he has
Sauer's
been warned for
escaping.
Stalling. Sauer's now tries a desperation throw.
2-1.
Cox runs away.
There it is. 3-2, Isaiah Cox is your winner here at 182 pounds and will advance to the consolation semifinals.
And the Ottumwa crowd was right there in the corner in section 101, and Cox raised his hands, pointed to the fans, and gave them a double pump. A great job, Isaiah Cox. I loved to see him bounce back after that loss earlier today. He looks great down here at 182. Can't wait to see what he does in the next round.
Well, we're going to move to 2A here in just a moment. Isaiah Cox with the win. And we will come back after a quick timeout, come back and set things up for our 2A coverage coming up here momentarily.
Sinnott Funeral Home is here to support your family at their time of need. Just like the teamwork of the Albia Blue Demons, supporting each other on and off the mats. Sinnott Funeral Home is proud of the accomplishments of all athletes. Never let it rest till our good is better and our better is best. From Sinnott Funeral Home.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
The ultimate farmhand has evolved. New Holland has added more power, torque, efficiency, and comfort to its new line of T4 series tractors. Belzer Equipment in Albia offers models from 73 to 99 PTO horsepower with your choice of cool, comfortable Vision View cab or the roomy flat deck platform. Engines deliver improved non-stop performance so you can easily handle all your daily chores. Stop by Bowser Equipment in Albia today to learn more about the new T4 Series tractors from New Holland.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity, 3A. Just about in the books here, setting things up for tomorrow in 3A. And then 2A is going to come out here, and we're going to get things set up for our championships tomorrow night in 2A.
And now, we do have a Southern Iowa wrestler that's going to be wrestling for the Class 3A championship. It's going to be Drew Sams from Oskaloosa. Got his ticket punched. Great job. We got a Constellation match coming out here. It's going to be Keegan Poole from Pella. If you're just joining us, folks, this is Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, Kevin Cochran, and Travis Zappel live from Wells Fargo Arena, and we are in the Class 3A semifinal matches. Keegan Poole is a Constellation match out here. He's got Zach Breirink from Carroll at 285 pounds. It's a scoreless tie in the first period. We bring you all the Southern Iowa wrestling. We've also got Indianola's 285.
Egan Lickus is on the mat, and this is a semifinal. So Lickus, a junior, trying to get his weight on the mats, those three mats, those sacred three mats on Saturday night.
And then we've actually got a couple other matches in here that I guess Joe's probably would be keen to this. Rocky Lombardi of West Des Moines Valley signed with the University of Iowa to go play football. I think he was the quarterback for Valley this year, and I think they believe they won the state title.
They did.
And right here on mat number six, you got Donovan Doyle. I believe his dad is the strength coach at Iowa. And believe it or not,
I saw him up here earlier.
He's not going to go to Iowa, though.
I don't think he got a scholarship offer.
He's going to Harvard.
Because he's very smart.
To wrestle.
Yeah.
Harvard has wrestling, an Ivy League wrestling school. Cornell is in the Ivy League, and they're very good at
Ivy
wrestling.
Ivy League's got some really
And so this Donovan Doyle of West or Iowa City West is 54-1 on the year, going to get Sam Cook 43-0. Ooh, and he finds himself in trouble here in a cradle against Sam Cook. But let's go back to, we got Keegan Poole and a 0-0 score at the minute 34 left in the second period. Ethan, is
going to have blood time out there, so we got to break the action here. 285, no score.
We got to get to it's. Let Isaiah know that Trevor and his family is very proud of him. Well, all of Southern Iowa is proud of Isaiah Cox.
Hey, and if that's Trevor Medina there texting in, hey, we appreciate it. And you know what? I'm sure Isaiah's proud of you, as I was. I got to coach you and stuff. I'm hoping that's the right Trevor anyway. But, hey, we're glad you're listening in. He's going to win two more matches and take home third place. Egan Lickless from Indianola on mat number four here against Aaron Costello from Epworth Western Dubuque, a junior, 48-4. They're in a 0-0 knot tie. Keegan Poole, which they got blood time on mat number eight. And they're knotted at zeros. Starting the second period here at the Indianola. Lickless, his choice, he's going to go down. So Costello's getting ready to cover. Poole match starts back up from Pella. He starts in the down position. Minute 30 remaining.
We're going to have Travis Zappel down with some mat side microphone, bringing us live wrestling action. Right now we got Keegan Poole in a 0-0 score. He's in the down position. He's battling hard, but he's going to need to bust out of there and get a point.
And we got Egan Lickless from Indianola in the down position in a 0-0 score.
He's on his base. Poole, you know, all these wrestlers are going to make the medal stand. These are not elimination matches, but for Keegan Poole, he gets his first point. He tries to stand up. His opponent locks his hands, and that is his first point. A 1-0 score now. Keegan Poole gets a penalty point.
And looks like he might. Oh, he got the reversal.
He gets a reversal. 3-0 now. 3-0. Keegan Poole with 30 seconds left in the second period. A flurry of scoring at 285 pounds.
Costello of Western Dubuque got a half on, trying to get a wrist here to try to turn Lickus.
He does. But it's
but they're
off the
on the
mat,
edge
out
of the bounds. Mat. Oh, got a one count. Ooh,
ooh. Ooh, that was not quite past parallel. It gave him a two-point near fall. And the officials are going to have a conversation with the coach for Indianola.
I think Lanny's wrong there. Lanny Brand is the official on that, Matt.
No,
I don't know.
It would be the first
time. Because if you go, I thought he went out. He counted one. He went out. And then if you come back in, you got to restart your count.
Well, it's not going to matter because it's 2-0 at 285 pounds. And Lickus, trying to punch his ticket to the championship, is going to have to do it here in the next 3 minutes. That's what's remaining.
That's almost where we need instant replay. I feel like we're Mike Pereira up here, the NFL official. And I think that would have been overturned, Joe.
Oh. All right, we got a period left, 2 minutes for Keegan Poole. He leads now 3-0. He takes the down position to start this third period, and his opponent selected top. He must think he needs to turn over Keegan Poole and doesn't like his chances trying to bust out from the bottom. Keegan Poole out there, a 285-pounder. The mats are emptying here. We're going to have a short break here between 285 at Class 3A and 106 at Class 1A or Class 2A. 3A now, 2A next. Keegan Poole out there on the mat. He's working hard against Zach Behrink from Carroll. We've called Behrink's number earlier in this tournament.
The final seconds are ticking down here in the second period of Egan Lickless's match. 8 seconds, and he still can't find a way to get out, and is going to end up going into the third period trailing by a score of 2-0.
Trevor Summers and family wants to send out congratulations, well wishes to Isaiah Cox. They are very, very proud of him. On the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Albia fans, Class 2A is coming up momentarily.
It is going to be a barn burner for Albia Blue Demons. We'll be trying. That is the number four, F-O-U-R, or the half a gate with a line through it.
Four for
four
the championship.
Albia wrestlers going for a championship chance tonight.
We're going to sleep fast tonight, boys. Here at 9 o'clock in the morning, the coach's corner. Going to have Coach Whitlow going to stop by up here in the broadcast booth, and his three Moravia wrestlers. Also going to have Coach...
We are going to be able to have Coach's Corner tomorrow because wrestling doesn't start until 10
o'clock.
Tomorrow.
So we'll be here. Also, Dave Winger's going to stop by. Janice Kroll from Albia.
Hey, you Keegan Poole gets a reversal here to close out the scoring, and he will have a chance to wrestle for third place points depending on his performance in his next match. So good job for Keegan Poole from Pella. The Dutch have got something going on here with the big boys at 285 pounds.
Janice Kroll from Albia, guys, she's going to join us on the radio program as well. Maybe you didn't know this. She was a scorekeeper for wrestling in the Olympics.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. They actually give them rankings based on, so if they're in a certain ranking, they qualify to do the Olympics.
I dig it. That's cool. Hey, we still got Egan Lickus out here on the mat. He trails by 2 in the final period, 3-1. The wrestlers are on their feet, and I really am looking forward to Egan Lickus bringing the action here for the chance to be a state champion in the final 35 ticks on this clock at 285. He's got a collar tie on right now. He's got a tough opponent out there. That's Aaron Costello, 48 wins on his junior year. Lickus also junior for the Indianola Indians. He's in a collar tie now at the edge of the mat. And with 15 seconds to go, Lickus needs to make it happen. He needs to take a shot. And there is a stall call. And Lickus gets a point with 13 seconds to go. We reset at the center of the mat. Lickus brings the action here. You can get a stall call in 13 seconds if you bring the pressure. Lickus tries that collar tie. Bringing the action now. Oh, but good job there by Costello to take a shot as they go off the mat. Now only 7 seconds remain. See if he tries to do a throw here. He's going to run out of time. No time left. A double leg shot by Lickus. It's too little, too late.
Aaron Costello.
Costello in the championship for Epworth Western Dubuque County. And that is the end of the Class 3A semifinal matches right there. You heard it here live on 96.7 KIIC.
Well, let us take a break as we clear these mats, and we'll get to 106 pounds. Aiden Reeves of Albia is on deck. All four Albia wrestlers trying to get to the championships when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena.
Where'd I put my keys?
Did I feed the dog?
I forgot to call him back.
Every day you forget something. But when it comes to electricity, you can't afford to forget safety. Because what you don't remember might shock you. Hundreds of lives are tragically lost every year in accidents involving electricity. Don't become a statistic. Stay current on safety.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Meet the most compatible subcompact tractors on the market, the John Deere One Family. With up to 25 available horsepower, AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, iMatch quick hitch system, and the twin-touch pedal system, not to mention hundreds of implement and attachment options. Even the hardest chore on your list doesn't stand a chance. Enjoy huge savings on John Deere's most popular models at Sinclair Tractor, where they strive to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com, where nothing runs like a deer.
At the Albia Brewing Company, they specialize in handmade pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, and they have specialty handcrafted beers from the lightest to the darkest and the heaviest beers. Specializing in unique jalapeno beers, and they're all made on location. Call 641-932-4085 for your handmade carryout pizza order tonight.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
Hy-Vee Distribution Center in Sheraton is hiring for full-time refrigeration electrician positions in their perishable warehouse. This is a Sunday through Thursday evening schedule of 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. You should be motivated and qualified to maintain and repair refrigeration, ice manufacturing equipment, heating, electrical, and air conditioning units. The starting wage is $18 to $22 per hour based on experience. Candidates will be required. Candidates will be required to pass a physical fitness test, drug screen, and criminal background check. Visit www.hy-v.com to apply online.
Hello, area soybean farmers. This spring, there's a new fungicide treatment available exclusively at Quality Ag Service. I'm talking Intego Sweet with Ethoboxin. This seed treatment product is the only one that Iowa State approves for resistant Pythium. And you can ship any brand of your soybean seed to Quality Ag, and they'll treat it for you with Intego Sweet. Please call Joe, Todd, or John at Quality Ag for your soybean seed treatment at 641-932-2637. And Quality Ag thanks you for your business.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. 641-932-3171.
Should you buy or lease your vehicle from Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville? Brian Hargrave explains why leasing makes sense.
They just wanted to come up with something that would fit what we needed, what we were looking for. It was just person-centered. And after we had talked with the salesman for a while, Steve took time to come over and explain the lease program to us in a way that had never been explained to us before. I had never really considered leasing a vehicle until Steve made it so clear that for our situation and what we were looking for, it really made the most sense. There wasn't any high pressure. I just would say that it was really a custom-made lease and just a perfect deal for us. We in the past had really kind of looked to the big city dealerships to find the vehicle we were looking for, but they had a couple there on the lot that were just absolutely what we wanted. The selection for, you know, a small town dealer, if you want to call it that, was super.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, general manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
High above the mats, high fidelity. The final session of this busy day at the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. And we're looking for champions. Tonight, 2A, four Albia wrestlers going to fight for a chance to get to Saturday night as we remove these eight mats and go down to three.
Let's get to that Southern Iowa Technology text line. Aiden Rees on deck here for Albia at 106. But the girls on A Avenue say, go Big Blue. Beautiful wife and Miss Kinnick checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. So proud of all of our Albia Blue Demons. Keep up the intensity and go for the goal. Brian, Gina, Nathan, Jorn, Crawl listening in. And tell Isaiah that the Alpha Dogs are proud of him and have been glad to have him as a role model. He is, what a role model he is. Julie and I are watching on the TV with no volume and KIC tuned all the way up. Go Big Blue, Julie and Big T on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Trevor Summers said he'll be wrestling next weekend at Youth State.
All right.
Yeah, all right. We like these young wrestlers. Let's go, Aiden, Carter, Bryce, and Blake. Bring home some gold medals from the Pierces on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437. TC is down Matt's side, and Travis, you were in the back room as everyone was getting warmed up. Buddy, you know, they know what's at stake here tonight.
Yeah, I tell you what, I was down there in the warm-up session with the Blue Demon wrestlers, and the look on their face, you know, it is intense. I think the nerves are gone, but they're ready to roll. They got their chin straps tight, and we're going to have an exciting round of semifinal action here.
We are 3 minutes away from go time here to start 2A. We'll come right back after a quick message. 106, Aiden Rees will start things off. Four Albia wrestlers coming out for a shot at the championship in the consolation side when we return back to Wells Fargo Arena.
TD&T CPAs and Advisors is a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business. With offices in 10 area locations, they serve clients throughout Iowa. We use them, shouldn't you? Give them a call or visit them on the web. TD&T.
If a new building has been on your mind, it's time to call Morton Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing during our Building Value Day sales event. From garages and hobby shops to machine storage and commercial facilities, Morton constructs quality buildings for a variety of uses that meet your needs and style. Additionally, Morton is now offering its exclusive concrete columns as standard on all buildings, removing the wood out of the ground. To learn more, stop in your local construction center in Sheraton or Fairfield, or give us a call at 800-447-7436.
Do you remember the old-time hardware stores? They had just about everything you could possibly want, and they could get what they didn't have without it being a big hassle. Do you wish you could find that store today? That store is in Albia at Golf and Nash Napa Store. They have just about everything you could need or want, and if not, they usually can get it for you. They also repair and make hydraulic hoses. That's your Albia Napa Store, Golf and Nash, Napa know-how. A proud sponsor of Albia Athletics.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Duncan, KIIC.
Here we are, high above the mats, high fidelity. Here we go. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Big Bad Mama Bev and Aunt Kay, Kayleen, and Kaylin Minders checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Going in from a Savage Nation. Let's go, Big Blue. Joe, Kerry, Logan, Knowles checking in. Coach Tino and friends listening in say, let's go, Blue. Go, Big Blue from Charlie, Tracy, and Peyton Sennett. And now we got to get to business. TZ, are you ready down there, buddy?
You bet. We're ready down here, and we're just waiting for this semifinal action to get underway.
Well, this is to determine our lineup for Saturday night. And, of course, we'll be here to bring it all to you. And we will be simulcasting on the Jock. Don't forget to join us on Twitter at KIC Wrestling. And the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. And we're about to get underway here at 106 pounds as Aiden Rees, the freshman, is going to come out here for the Blue Demons.
Want to make sure we thank all of those extra listeners right now on the Des Moines media stations. This is 96.7 KIIC, and we've got a live stream if you're way out of town and can't get to us on KIICradio.com. We're going to bring you all the live Southern Iowa wrestling, all the matches that are important to you right here from Wells Fargo Arena at the 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
We look down below, and directly below us on mat number four is Aiden Reeves, and the officials are waiting for Aiden to get over here. They moved him. I think they told him to go to the wrong place. So
the cheerleaders got there.
Looking. Now they're finding it.
And we talked earlier this evening or during this tournament to the director of the cheerleaders and found out that the worst thing that any cheerleader got caught doing here at the Wells Fargo Arena State Championships was leaving her earrings in. So that's a great
Sometimes
comfort to me.
Diamonds are not a girl's best friend.
As a father of a daughter.
Go Big Blue. Good luck to all the Demon Wrestlers. Thanks for streaming from the Sweeney's in Del Rio, Texas. We're underway here at 106 pounds. There's a deep shot in there by Rendon of Davenport Assumption, taking on Aiden Reeves here of Alvia.
They're off the mat, out of bounds here. Just underway, 13 seconds into this 106-pound semifinal match. Aiden Reeves for Albia, very talented freshman. He's got a tough opponent out here with Matthew Rendon, a senior, 106-pound senior on the mat for Davenport Assumption.
Sheraton's going to come out here in a little bit as well at 120 pounds. But right now, our eyes are on the freshman phenom, Aiden Reeves.
Reeves with a snap down, tries to get around and get control behind, but we go off the mat, out of bounds. 39 ticks off the clock now, and it is Aiden Reeves back to the center of the mat, trying to get a takedown against Matthew Rendon from Davenport Assumption in Class 2A, 106-pound semifinal match.
There's a deep double leg shot, and Rendon's got a takedown.
Dumped by Rendon, and Rendon dumps and gets the two-point takedown over Aiden Reeves from Albia. Reeves will get set at the center of the mat. If he didn't know that he was in a match before now, he does. Rendon covers Reeves. Reeves with a stand-up. Crossbody ride put in there by Rendon. Now Rendon with 1 minute remaining in the match. Gets off the leg and cuts the standing up Aiden Reeves from Albia. 2-1 the score now with 48 seconds to go. And a nice move there, a snap down and a shuck by for Rendon. And Aiden Reeves a little bit stunned here, trailing 4-1. Reeves only lost once this year, and I think that was to a top-ranked wrestler in Class 1A.
Tibbetts, I believe, was from Martinsdale St. Mary's at 113 pounds.
Yeah.
So Rendon now leads 4-2 with the escape. 30 seconds to go here in this opening period.
A lot of 106-pound action being brought to you here, folks, on 96.7 KIIC. And we got great sponsors, including the Monroe County Hospital and Bob Sinnott at Sinnott Funeral Home, as Aiden Reeves goes off the mat out of bounds here at 106 pounds in his semifinal match with Matthew Rendon from Assumption of Davenport.
I want to thank Dan and Pat Johnson, along with Quality Ag and Belzer Equipment, for making this possible.
Other great sponsors for Albia High School Wrestling include Summers Insurance, where they shop and you save. Aiden Reeves with a snap
nice
down.
Job.
Tries to get by, and
as
time expires, Aiden Reeves got in great position. He snapped down the head of his Assumption opponent, Rendon. Tried to get behind, and just as the clock expired, he got control.
Travis Apple down in the wireless. Mike Kersey of Tharp Funeral Home. What a quick move right at the period break.
Yeah, almost right there at the end. Almost got the two-point takedown, but didn't get it.
Oh, they waved it off.
Yeah, they waved it off. It'll be Rendon covering Reeves to start this second period. A 2-4 advantage for Rendon for Davenport Assumption.
That's something you don't see very often here. Rendon is a senior for Davenport Assumption, 106 pounds. You don't see very many seniors weighing 106 pounds.
Got some 98-pound senior wrestlers in Albia. The old Bricker boys. Remember Francis and Rick? They wrestled 98 all the way through.
I remember Jeremy Bricker.
Probably a cousin. Right now, it's Aiden Reeves for the Albia Blue Demons at 106. Tries a sit-out. Rendon follows him right through with a sit-out. And a stand-up now for Reeves. Reeves stands up, gets hand control, and gets loose. 4-3 now. Reeves going to try to get the takedown and take control of this match with a takedown. He could take the lead.
So close. Right at the edge of the mat. Right at the edge of that period. It's just so close. Just missed. He had the takedown, just ran out of time.
He's had a couple of sideline confrontations already in this match. An ankle sweep attempt by Reeves. Reeves gets back to his feet. If you're just joining us, folks, we are in the Class 2A 106-pound semifinal match here, live from Wells Fargo Arena. Great match is going to be brought to you all evening here. We'll go deep into the evening. We won't finish until after 10 o'clock as our 106-pound semifinalist, Aiden Reeves from Albia, goes against Randone from Davenport Assumption. The wrestlers go off the mat, reset it at the center of the mat with 46 seconds in the second period, a 4-3 advantage for Randone. Randone will have his selection to start the third period. So Reeves looking for points here in the second. Now Reeves with a
beautiful throw.
Hip toss, and can't quite get that hip toss to stay in bounds, but there's still 32 seconds left on the clock. We'll reset it at the center of the mat. We're joined by a great broadcast team here from Wells Fargo. It includes Travis Zapital, Jason Summers, and Kevin Cochran. Kevin Cochran, you've been a coach for a long time. Right now, if you're on the sidelines for Aiden Reeves, how do you coach him up here in the final 20 seconds in the second period?
Well, actually, you know, I mean, we got the final 15 seconds, but Reeves has given up two takedowns. All three of his points has come from escapes.
Oh, there's a takedown.
Which means nothing. We get a takedown right here.
Yeah, he gets in on a single leg. And right at the end of the period, the elusive takedown for Aiden Reeves, and he gets it with 5 seconds left. And we'll go to the third period. Aiden Reeves with the advantage, 5-4 on the scoreboard.
Southern Iowa Technology text line, as a former New Hampton wrestler says, great job of announcing the Iowa High School Wrestling Tourney. You guys are great. Go big red and blue Demons. Bob Denner checking in on Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Hey, Bob Denner there in Oskaloosa. Thanks for listening in. Here we've got a dogfight. We're going to start in a neutral position in the third period with Aiden Reeves on top, 5-4. Randone took his selection, and he picked neutral. He did not want to try to be ridden by Aiden Reeves in the third period. They toe the line with 1:42 to go. Aiden Reeves out there on the mat for the Blue Demons. Davenport Assumption, their championship singlets tonight are a pink-hued singlet with a beautiful pink cross across the back. This is a tough wrestler here, a senior for Davenport Assumption. That is Randone. They go off the mat. Matthew Randone, a senior, 40 wins on his senior campaign. Aiden Reeves, 35 big wins against one loss at 113 pounds for the fresh phenom from Albia.
We're
going to have Gabe Ruki up on mat number 8, going against Jared Hensley of Bedford Lennox, 31-5 junior.
Under a minute to go here for Aiden Reeves. Albia has brought four. They sent four here to the semifinals, trying to punch their ticket to the finals.
There's a stall call against Randone. So Reeves bringing the pressure. Randone with the one-point deficit gets called for stalling. Reeves bringing the pressure. Randone now drops down to a knee. Good job there by Aiden Reeves. Gets a collar tie on now with 38 seconds to go. Randone
shoots
it on single leg.
Randone.
A wizard
double
out
it
by Reeves. Reeves with the wizard at the edge of the mat. He needs to get that wizard in just a little bit deeper. And they get
nice
off the mat.
Job, nice
and
job.
That
nice
was
job.
A great defensive move with the wizard. Shoves his arm in between the chest and the arm of the pursuing wrestler. And now he can dance away. He's got a stall call to give with 23 seconds to go.
Come on, Aiden Reeves of Albia. Trying to make the finals here as a freshman. 18 seconds and counting. 5-4 lead. Reeves, 106 pounds.
Reeves is running, and he should be. Oh, there's a double leg in there by.
Oh, he's going to have a takedown.
A takedown by Randone at the buzzer.
Five
and Randone
seconds. Got to get out.
Has got a 6-5 win over Aiden Reeves at 106. Aiden Reeves just got caught napping. He was trying to run. Needed to get down just a little bit lower, and a bulldog double leg takedown by Matthew Randone for Davenport Assumption. Aiden Reeves will wrestle tomorrow to see where he winds up. It won't be the champion.
Such an outstanding young man, and
five seconds.
I know he's so disappointed.
5 seconds to go. He gives up the takedown. But what a great experience for the freshman here at Wells Fargo Arena from Albia, Aiden Reeves. Now we got to get Gabe Rupke in here. He's in the first period in a 2-2 tie. No rest here at Class 2A, folks. We are Southern Iowa Wrestling on KIIC. Got the fine folks up in Des Moines listening in on KXNO. Gabe Rupke in a 2-2 tie at 126 pounds. Or excuse me, he's at 120. He's on his feet. Score now goes to 3-2 after the escape. And Ripke trails 3-2. We're down here on mat number 8. Jared Hensley from Bedford Lennox is a junior. He's 31-5 on his season. Ripke, 27 wins against 6 losses for Sheraton. Both these wrestlers are going to be medalists.
Uh-oh, he gets caught, though, here. Ripke gets caught. Gets in on a shot, left his arm hanging up there.
And a cowcatcher underhook.
His opponent's got him on his back, got him tight. He's got him tight. Luckily, there's only 5 seconds left here. If he can hang on and survive this period.
And he will. It'll be a 3-point near fall for Jared Hensley from Bedford Lennox.
He's going to put him up by a score of 8-2 after the first period. You know, this whole match, they've gotten to a couple of scramble situations. That first time, Ripke came out on top to get the first takedown. And there, Ripke tries the shot, doesn't get it, leaves that arm hanging, and finds himself giving up the 5-point move. Those are huge up here.
Huge move. Hey, we got great sponsors down in Sheraton, Iowa. I want to thank the fine folks at Smith Body Shop, Pierce Parker Funeral Home, Midwest Heritage Bank, Lucas County Health Center, and Homestead Assisted Living of Sheraton. We got Gabe Ripke on the mat right now. He's battling hard.
Backing on a single there. Comes up.
Weight class. He gets out. Looks like he's going to get loose here. He trails 8-2. 9-2, excuse me. 9-2. Hensley really working hard for Bedford Lennox. And Hensley's going to come out of this scramble on top. Hensley
probably
with the scramble. And nice job by Ripke.
It's a scramble. Man, that was a heck of a scramble.
A heck of a scramble. And Gabe Ripke gets the 2. He's only trailing by 5 now. So a big move here. We're only in the second period, folks. And a lot of things can happen. We just saw a final 5-second takedown against Aiden Reeves by the Assumption wrestler. And that was a semifinal match. Right now, Gabe Ripke goes off the mat out of bounds. Going to restart at the center of the mat. He cuts him, makes the score 10-4. He's in on a single leg. Really, Gabe Ripke now, I think, needs to be working singles and doubles and try to move up and score after the score. Go feet to back for the Sheraton Chargers. But a nice little snap down and a shuck by. And Hensley is going to get control. It gets a 2-point takedown at the edge of the mat. Extends his lead to 8.
It's almost like Ripke's wrestling a little reckless and putting himself in those positions where his opponents came out on top on some of those scores, which, he's down 12-4. He's got to make something happen, but, man, we'd like to see something happen in our favor here.
Right now, Gabe Ripke is fighting out of an 8-point deficit. He's just a sophomore, so he'll be back up here a couple times with a lot of good preparation and hard work. And that's the beauty of wrestling here, folks. Every one of these wrestlers probably has in excess of a decade of experience trying to get to this point, trying to get here onto the mats to represent their schools at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Right now, it's Gabe Ripke from Sheraton in a consolation match trying to battle for the chance to go for third-place points. The losers of these consolation matches will automatically go down to the 7th and 8th place match tomorrow. Their opponent will be determined in the second round of consolations. And those matches are going to occur tomorrow at 10 a.m. We're at Class 2A, live at Wells Fargo Arena. Gabe Ripke from Sheraton on his feet. He trails 12-4 with a minute 35 to go. And a lot of social media has been focused on some of the great stories, folks, that are here at the 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And one of those stories we've been bringing you is that story of Pritchard from Indianola. Indianola is inside that big, huge KIIC 96.7 Thunder Country footprint. A lot of great listeners up there in Indianola dig what happens on 96.7. And Pritchard, the one-legged wrestler, had a tough semifinal loss here earlier in Class 3A, but he will be a state place winner for the Indianola squad. Right now, we've got a minute left to go in the Sheraton match. Gabe Ripke battling hard, but trailing by 8, 12-4, the score in that one, Kevin Cochran.
Yeah, he's going to have to make something happen here. They've been in some situations, a lot of good scrambles. But his opponent's doing a nice job of staying away. I mean, he's up by eight. Rupke needs to find the throw, find a way to get him to his back.
Well, it's time to get desperate. Final 30 seconds in the third period.
Nice throw.
A nice throw, a hip toss. Rupke can't quite come out on top of that, but he's rolling hard, working hard. He gets out of that scramble in the down position, gives up the takedown, but it was the right thing to do with 30 seconds
It really
left.
Was, but that's the way he's wrestled this whole match, which is okay, but Hensley has done just a good job of scoring off of the work that Rupke's done.
There's no doubt about it. We've got two talented wrestlers out here on the mat, Hensley from Bedford Lennox and Rupke from Sheraton, and it's going to be Hensley advancing. He leads 14-4, final 5 seconds. Hensley will have the chance tomorrow to battle and get third place points for Bedford Lennox. So we're going to have a... Hey, while we're talking, Zach Thompson from Perry, a sophomore, he's got a big lead over trails by one now, Crestwood, Cresco, 5-4 in that one. Shea Swafford from Minneapolis in a scoreless tie in a consolation match against Cade Van Kirk. We got Tyler Shattuck from New Hampton. He's down, and that's a big deal for the Blue Demons from Albia that New Hampton is not going to score points. Yep. So New Hampton loses a couple here in their semifinals. Josh Portillo, Clarion Goldfield Dow's top-ranked wrestler, he's ahead 4-0 in his match. That's a semifinal. Connor Cleveland from New Hampton trails out 1-4-0. So New Hampton not scoring any points here as we go through the semifinals right now.
Clarion Goldfield's right up there in those top spots too, and they got those Portillo brothers that I have a feeling are both going to be in the finals. And Aiden Reeves put out a great effort, lost it there in the final seconds. We've seen that happen to Isaiah Cox in his quarterfinal match. And I'm not sure how we'll have to look and see how that bet is going with you and Pete Bush there. That match didn't help you any against Davenport Assumption.
Pete Bush is a great guy, and I don't mind losing a beer bet to a fine fellow like Pete Bush from Davenport Assumption. But right now I'm rooting for my Albia Blue Demons to come through in the final three ways. And we've got barn burners coming for you. We got Bryce Leshen, Blake Lawless, and Carter Isley coming up for you. And, Jason, maybe now is a good time to take a little break.
I think so. Let's reset. Bryce Leshen, 145. Blake, the Outlaw Bulldog Lawless at 152. On deck here for Albia Blue Demons as we continue to roll along here from the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
Sinnott Funeral Home is here to support your family at their time of need. Just like the teamwork of the Albia Blue Demons, supporting each other on and off the mats. Sinnott Funeral Home is proud of the accomplishments of all athletes. Never let it rest till our good is better and our better is best. From Sinnott Funeral Home.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
You know, there are a lot of schools represented here in these wrestling tournaments. And, of course, they're all excited and they're all backing their own wrestlers. We all like to back our own kids, don't we? And, of course, we all want the best for our kids. If you're considering open enrolling your student, though, to another district, remember March 1st is the deadline to get approval. You need to pick up forms if you're considering that at your local district office or, as I suggest to you now, the Albia Community District Office at 701 Washington Avenue East in Albia. The Albia schools are known for their excellent teachers, their terrific athletic and fine arts programs that they have that are just second to none. They have a Blue Pride way that gets community involvement. And I'll tell you what, their facilities are absolutely terrific, whether it's their PK Center at Kendall that's new, their Grand Elementary, their Technology Center, their modern high school. Their scholarship opportunities are incredible, as are their academic programs. It's all in Albia. Great place to open and roll. Hope you do so. Hope you consider it.
Planting season will be here before you know it. Are you ready? Here's your planter. Now is the time to stock up on genuine Kinze planter parts. Bowser Equipment in Albia has a full lineup of genuine Kinze parts and accessories for Kinze row units, no-till and fertilizer attachments, seed meters, and so much more. So why wait? Stock up today on your genuine Kinze planter parts at Bowser Equipment on Highway 34 West in Albia, your local Kinze dealer. Call 932-7838 for more information.
High above the mats, high fidelity. The 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, day two, is moving right through. We're in the final session here in 2A, getting our final set up.
And we got to thank our main man back on the board, Scotty Fry.
He's the man.
We got a great guitar riff there, Scotty. That's a good one. Thanks for bringing us back with that bumper. We are in Class 2A. We're moving through the 138-pound matches, the semifinals and the consolation round here, and got a couple of surprises here. I think big surprise I can see is that, you know, top on the board in New Hampton, yep, kind of faltering down. They haven't won a match here in the semis.
Albia's going to have a chance to work their way up. They got three wrestlers back and are left. Aiden Reeves gave a great fight out there last second, 6 seconds. Gets the takedown, gets taken down. Great job, Aiden, who did an amazing job. Go get him tomorrow. Keep your head up. You got three more years to be a state champion. And
he's a freshman.
Yes.
That was a big moment that will not define him.
He's got
he will not be defined by this loss tonight on this mat.
No.
No.
But I'll rephrase that. He's got three more years to be a three-time state champion.
Right.
And that would be all the way awesome. Got, I believe it's Lucas Rowland for PCM at 138 pounds.
Yep.
Going out there against Austin Stott from Charles City. I like anytime I hear somebody named Charles call it Chuck. So it's going to be Chuck City against Prairie City. So here we are.
Bryce Lesh is going to be coming out here just momentarily for our Albia listeners at 145 as well. Let's get to that contest that you're just mentioning.
Well, it's Lucas Rowland from Prairie City. He's out there against Chuck City. And we are scoreless. We're just underway here. First period action at 138 pounds. The wrestlers are on their feet. Sparring at the center of the mat.
We try to follow us on Twitter, too. We're trying to post all the results, posting some pictures, and try to give as many live updates as we can. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, we'd like to reach 300 followers at least. We'd like to get 500, but we're at 295.
Now would be the time to do that. Follow us at KIIC Wrestling. At KIIC Wrestling, because we got the big Des Moines media following us right now. We're being listened to live on 1490 KXNO right now, and we want to welcome all these great big market listeners on this little itty bitty podunk Joe Millage, little itty bitty podunk Joe Millage from Sheraton, Iowa, scraped together 14 nickels, got himself a battery transistor radio, and here we are at Wells Fargo.
So are you saying we should hold out for a bigger contract next year?
That's what I'm thinking.
High above the mats, I get two pretzels this week. My goal next year.
Hey, it's a takedown right here on mat number 7 for Austin Stout from Chuck City. He takes down Lucas Rowland with 7 seconds left in their first period at 138. So Stout with the takedown gets the lead. 2-0 now, going to the second. It's a consolation match at 138. The winner of this one could go as high as third place. You lose this match here, you're going to finish no worse than eighth. You're still wrestling here. You're in the top of the top, but you'll be wrestling for seventh and eighth if you lose this match.
Bryce Lesher going to come out here just any moment, folks. He's two mats away. Two matches away, Bryce Lesher will be taking the mat. Got some texts coming in. We'll grab those really quick. Hey, Jason. Tinos and Cosgrove are listening out in Melrose. Go Big Blue.
I bet they're going to be rooting for Blake Laws here in Absolutely. About 20 minutes when that 152-pound stallion takes the mat for the Blue Demons. He's got a semifinal matchup that is going to be epic. Right now, we've got a consolation match at 138 that features Lucas Rowland from Prairie City Monroe. He trails 2-0 against Austin Stout. Stout gets the escape, spins, turns, gets the takedown, and those quick 3 points in the second period here extends his lead to 5-0. 1:27 left in the second period. It's going to be Austin Stout on top. 4. Prairie City Monroe's Lucas Rowland. And we've had a ton of fun bringing all this high school wrestling action. I know the folks that are listening in on 96.7, they dial in, they're driving down their car, they hit their preset, and they're used to hearing that classic country sound that is 96.7 Thunder Country. But this is a special period, a special 4 days that starts with the team duels, and we bring all the high school wrestling action to you all the way from the team duels till tomorrow night's championships. We bring every minute of every match that counts to you into your home, into your car, onto your laptop or portable device for the wrestlers that you love, you cherish, and you follow as a fan of wrestling here in Southern Iowa. Right now we've got Lucas Rowland from Prairie City Monroe. I want to make a quick shout out to all those great wrestling fans in Prairie City as Lucas Rowland battles, trailing 5-0.
We are going to get Bryce Lesh in just any moment, folks. Matt, one mat away. 145-pound Bryce Leshen along with Blake Lawless at 152. Back-to-back Albie wrestlers coming out here in Class 2A. Got the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from all of you in this Indianola. Fans, we want to hear from you. All of you joining us on the jock, 641-799-1437. Go Big Blue from the Rosenbooms. Wish we were there, but had a long day at the Beef Expo. Hoping to see us tomorrow. Well, we're hoping all of you will join us back here tomorrow at Wells Fargo Arena starting at 10 o'clock. Of course, we'll have the championship matches tomorrow night.
Going to have a Southern Iowa wrestler get his ticket punched to the championship. That's going to be Wyatt Thompson from Creston. He is up 8-0 as they close out the final seconds in 138.
Look across the way and putting the red ankle band, Bryce Leshen. Bryce Peanut Leshen of Albia, number one rated wrestler at 145, about to go at it here on mat number 5 for the Albia Blue Demons.
It's going against Mason Buster of Mediapolis, a senior, 41-4. Now, have these guys met this year?
They haven't met this year, but in the past. They've wrestled 2 years ago, and I think they might have wrestled once last year at the Southern Iowa Classic in Fairfield.
So I have a feeling we're in for a Donnybrook on this match.
I think we're in for one. Let's go, Blake, and the rest of the Blue Demons listening from Fence Pub in Melrose.
All right.
30 seconds in, no score here at 145 pounds.
Leshen on his feet. Mason Buster from Mediapolis, a very talented wrestler. He's from a great wrestling family, as is his Albia opponent, Bryce Leshen. His nickname is Peanut because when he was young, he had big brothers that were getting it done at a higher level. But right now, Peanut is not a small person. He's a tough, outstanding wrestler for the Albia Blue Demons. He's out there with a minute to go in the first period at 145 pounds in a semifinal matchup. Going to try to get his ticket punched to the championship tomorrow night. Leshen very, very cautious, wary out there at the center of the mat. Goes down on a knee.
Blake Lawless coming out here on mat number 6. We'll bring these matches simultaneously. Right now, 40 seconds to go here for Bryce Leshen, 145.
Which one do you want to cover, Jason? I'll take the other.
Well, I'll take the Leshen match across the way, 145 pounds. Bryce Leshen on the mat. No score here. Here's a single leg, a deep single leg by Leshen, wiped away by Buster. 27 seconds and counting. We'll get to Lawless. He'll open up in just a moment. Right now, with 20 seconds to go in this first period, no score at 145. Well, let's head over to Blake Lawless.
Lawless with the
wow
signature shuck. Gets around, gets behind, and gets a two-point takedown. 4 seconds into the match, Blake Lawless gets the takedown. He's got 9 stitches in his head that he just got in the last 2 hours because he was in a dogfight in his quarterfinal match. Blake Lawless gets the lead, 2-0. We go back to the center of the mat, restart it, 7 seconds gone in the match.
We're going to the second period at 145. Bryce Leshen of Albia, no score. Mason Buster of Mediapolis. 41-4 is Buster. Leshen, 31-1, and Leshen's going to cover to begin the second period. Buster stands up. Leshen brings him back down to the mat. 5 seconds in, he'll cut him, and Buster will score first for Minneapolis, 1-0 over on the 145 contest.
We've got an escape here at 152 pounds. Blake Loss gives up the escape. He still leads 2-1. He's got everybody at the Casey Hall listening in on 96.7, rooting for Blake Lawless at 152.
30 seconds gone by, second period. Mason Buster with the escape. That's the only point of this contest. He leads Bryce Leshen 1-0. 1:26 to go in the second period.
Oh, Lawless with a hip toss there attempt. And Joe Kelly from West Liberty almost gets a great move, but Lawless hips him off the mat. We go back to the center, still 2-1.
The Lingers wishing the Blue Demons the best of luck on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. 1 minute to go here in the second period. 1-0 Buster of Minneapolis in front of Bryce Leshen of Albia. As the clock goes under a minute here in the second period, 1-0 Buster.
Similar to the first 5 seconds, Blake Lawless off the whistle restart does a snap by, shucks him over, and gets behind the hips of Joe Kelly. Hips him back to the mat, takes him down. He leads now 4-1 with 41 seconds to go in this semifinal match. He's going to try to work a tilt, but he doesn't get it done, and a reversal by Kelly. Lawless just a little bit out of position, gives up the reversal, 4-3 now. Lawless still on top with 29 seconds left in the first period.
39 seconds to go here at 145. Bryce Leshen trails by one. Both wrestlers at the center of the mat trying to find an angle. 30 seconds to go. It is Buster out in front of Bryce Leshen, 1-0.
We're going to go off the mat, out of bounds here at 152 pounds with 13 seconds remaining. And we are going, actually, there's only 9 seconds left now. And Lawless is going to try to bust out of there and get an escape and get a two-point lead. He's got a 4-3 lead right now. He's going to be covered by Kelly from West Liberty on the whistle restart.
Under 10 seconds to go in the second period. Leshen trails by one to Buster of Minneapolis. Leshen of Albia came in to this tournament, the number one rated wrestler in Class 2A at 145.
A sit-out switch by Lawless, and he's trying to get an escape. He gets a reversal in the final 4 seconds. A two-point reversal for Blake Lawless. He leads now by the score of 6-3.
Going to go to the third and final period. Leshen trails by one. Buster covers. Leshen gets to his feet, tries to get away. Holding on to that back ankle is Buster. Leshen goes back to the center mat. Buster hangs on to that leg, works his way up, has the single leg, has the ankle of Leshen, elevates. Leshen trying to get away. Buster holds on. Leshen faces him. 17 seconds in, he's going to get the escape. We're tied at one here at 145 pounds.
What a barn burner over there at 145 here at 152. With 9 seconds to go in the first period, Blake Lawless busts out, gets a sit-out switch, and scores the 2 points. We're going to go to the second period. 6-3 your score. Lawless on top. He will take the down position.
Oh, buddy, we got some dandies here. 145, Bryce Leshen tied at one here. With a minute 17 to go at 145, the wrestlers, Buster of Minneapolis, Leshen of Albius, circling that center of the mat.
Takedown will probably win that thing at 145.
It's going to be
a minute left. We'll leave it over there with you, Jason. Call that last 1 minute of this 145 semifinal dogfight between Leshen and Buster.
That clock goes under a minute here. The third and final period, we're tied at one. The winner of this contest is in the finals. Eight mats will go down to 3 mats on Saturday night, and it is one of the top sporting events in all of the country. 40 seconds of counting. Bryce Leshen, they're both him and Buster, taking their angles, finding their shots, circling around each other. Leshen drops down. He'll go back to the middle of the circle. 30 seconds to go. Here's a single leg. Leshen in deep on a single leg. 27 seconds and counting here. Trips. Buster gets behind him, has the takedown. 22 seconds to go here. Bryce Leshen with the lead at the edge of the mat. Looks at the clock, holds on tight, grabs those ankles, pulls Buster back to the mat. 12 seconds, 10. The clock is ticking away here. 3-1, Bryce Leshen with the lead at 145. And Bryce Leshen is going to hold on here. 3-2-1, Bryce Leshen to the finals for Albia. Unbelievable. Travis Apple down there. What a win there for Bryce Leshen.
Oh, yeah, right there at the end of the mat. He got the takedown, and he knew where he was at, right on the edge of the mat. Hope had Buster in a double leg and drug him back in the mat and killed the clock. Bryce Leshen going to the finals for the Blue Demon.
We got a barn burner over here at 152. Blake Lawless on the mat.
Lawless was on his feet with a 7-2 lead. He almost gets pinned by Joe Kelly from West Liberty. A big 5-point move by Kelly in the middle of the second period.
He's gonna get away.
And it is
Come
a 7-7 tie.
Come on, Blake Lawless.
And Lawless gets the escape. So 8-7 now, Lawless on top. But he has led by as many as five. He gives up a big 5-point move against Joe Kelly from West Liberty. But Lawless is on his feet now, wrestling, trying to get the takedown. He leads 8-7, 37 seconds left for the second period. Oh, a big move now again, a hip over by Kelly. And Lawless finds himself on his back. Lawless tried to tie up and get a throw, and it was all Joe Kelly there from West Liberty. Kelly gets the near falls, and that is another 5-point move. Consecutive 5-point moves by Joe Kelly from West Liberty extends his lead to 12-8. So 12-8 now, Lawless on the bottom. It's still only the second period.
That
so
match
Lawless,
is not over.
It's not over, but it's a 4-point deficit for Blake Lawless going to the third period.
That match is a long ways from being over with the way those two are wrestling. Bryce Leshen, if you're just joining us, Bryce Leshen of Albion gets the win, and he is going to be in the finals tomorrow night.
Lawless takes in the neutral position to start this third period. He's in on an ankle pick. He only trails by four. He's in deep on that ankle pick. Tries to go off to a double. His opponent from West Liberty is Joe Kelly. Kelly reaches around behind, going to try to get a stalemate out of this as Lawless is in deep on an ankle pick. But Kelly steps over and gets Lawless in a pinning combination and pins him with 24 seconds gone in the third period. Call that pin in 4:24. Blake Lawless hasn't been pinned in his career as far as I know, but right there, Joe Kelly got it done. He stepped over on an ankle pick attempt by Blake Lawless. Lawless just a little bit out of position. Lawless is going to have to battle back here. Tough loss for Blake Lawless for Albia. And really, this is what you expect, folks, at the semifinal level. You're going to have great wrestlers competing against each other. Blake Lawless had a 7-2 lead, but it was all 5-point moves. Three consecutive 5-point moves by Joe Kelly from West Liberty. And Kelly, a very aggressive wrestler on his feet, scored all three of those 5-point moves from his feet. The final one was a pin. But Blake Lawless.
Oh, man, he is a winner through
winner,
and through.
Winner.
That kid is an amazing kid. To know him off the mat and away from sports, you watch him out there on the football field, the way he hits on the football field, the way he wrestles, and is one of the nicest, most humble kids. You won't get a word out of him, Joe Sinclair, and he won't get a word out of him trying to talk about himself. But he
good
is a
kid,
winner.
Great parents, awesome grandparents, just a cool guy, Blake Lawless. And he's got an awesome brother.
Yes, he does.
Dalton's like feeding the world right now, folks. Dalton Lawless is the epitome of a great farm kid. He's got it in his head. He knows how to grow food. It doesn't matter whether he's making corn turn into ethanol or into the high fructose corn syrup that flavors our Coca-Cola or the great steak that you enjoy at a Ruth's Chris. That Dalton Lawless has got it going on, and I want to make sure that you say thanks to Dalton when you see him for feeding the world.
Well, Ruth Chris is pretty darn good, but I'll take a bogey steak any day of the week, buddy. And we are going to take a timeout, come back here. Carter Ice is going to come up. He's going to try to make it two Albion wrestlers to the finals. Aiden Rees and Blake Lawless go down. They are still in it to get their way on the podium. They're going to be wrestling tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Both of them with a chance to get as high as third place. So we're going to take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, High Up on the Mats and High Fidelity. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Dad, can we go fly your kite today?
Sure. But rule number one is we pick a safe spot away from power line.
Teaching your children to stay safe is a never-ending job.
Never
but when it comes to electricity, what you teach them can save their lives.
Water and electricity, do not mix.
It's never too early to learn. Teach your children to stay current on safety.
Here's a safe spot, Dad. Come on, let's go.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172, 932-5172, or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
Welcome back, everyone. High on the mats, high fidelity. As we close out this second day of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, and we're moving right along here. We're going to get to Caleb Reeves of Synchrony Kyoto. He's going to be on the consolation side, trying to work his way up that podium. And again, tomorrow we'll be back in action at 10 o'clock to try to find those placements up on that podium.
Hey, Jason, I want to give a quick little shout-out to my little nephew, Knox, listening in to me down in Mesa, Arizona. Thanks for listening in, Knox. Love you, buddy.
Hey, we're glad to have all those live-streaming customers on 96.7 KIIC. And, you know, that's awesome. We're on the World Wide Web. You can listen anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
We had the space station check in during the playoffs one year.
We have had people from Japan check
Japan?
In. Angie Sinnott, Australia, from Japan one time. While we're talking about Sinnott's great wrestling family, want to make a great shout-out to Connie Sinnott there in Albia, great wrestling mom, one of the best ever. Ate a lot of meals over there at Joe and Connie Sinnott's house when I was growing up. And we got a bunch of people listening inside Wells Fargo here because we got
they're getting all the inside
broadcast here, and they can listen to
sometimes
us.
Sometimes I forget. You know, when we're discussing off-the-air issues.
Well, if you're live inside Wells Fargo Arena and you got a transistor radio in your ear, you can hear what we say.
They got more than what they thought they were going to get.
But it is great.
It's all
we got a
fun.
Great bunch of Albia fans. I think they're mostly over there in section 105.
Going to get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Car the Iceman Isley from Stephen Dixon. Great job, Bryce, who did an amazing job. Go get him tomorrow. Bring home the gold.
I got my Binox out. I see people with the radios in their ears. If you are an Albia Blue Demon Wrestling fan and you are listening in on 96.7, raise your hand
or stand up.
Give them up for the 96.7 broadcast crew. Oh, yeah, there they are. There they are. We are.
Well,
interactive. We are interactive.
We are. When you come tomorrow, bring your headset with you. 96.7, guys. We've got some. I've got some
memorabilia to give away. Tomorrow we'll give that out on the radio. We've got some of these souvenir programs. We'll even autograph them.
You should have got them signed by Dan Gable.
Who said I didn't? Maybe I'll surprise you with something. As far as you know, it was signed by Dan Gable.
Hey, I need to give a shout-out to one of my favorite cousins, though. I think he's listening, old Kelly Romanco.
Yeah, he was a little bit PO'd that you dissed that side of the family, but they are great people.
I didn't get through them all.
Are awesome.
I didn't get through them all.
Are awesome people, and they got Kelly. And Kelly Romanco and his wife and their kids are super people.
They are great kids.
And they,
Uncle Romanco.
They are super. When the tornado took down Quality Ag, the Romancos were out there volunteering their time and help and effort, and they went down to the cemetery and picked up and fixed up. Just great people. Part of the great Albia community, and you can see why private citizens in Albia are advertising on KIIC to let people know what a great place it is if you want to open enroll into the Albia School District.
I think the results are speaking for themselves. Let's go, Carter Isley from Uncle Scott and family listening up in Dubuque. Hello, Dubuque, Iowa. Hello, world, on the great big World Wide Web at KICRadio.com. Carter Isley coming up here momentarily, and we're going to get to Caleb Reeves. All right, Sigourney Kyoto fans, your Caleb Reeves is going to be taking the mat here just momentarily. I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Morton, also one of the very, very best, the Morton, the Mac Center, named after Coach Morton.
We call him the Chief, and I don't know how he got that nickname, but Chief was responsible by himself for keeping wayward souls that probably would have dropped out of the educational experience in Albia.
I'm one of those.
And he single-handedly had an environment that struggling folks like me could go into his room, fry up some rabbits that we shot on our lunch.
Exactly.
On our lunch hour, go in there, and he had the hot plate. He was the most awesome teacher
he
ever.
Was.
Chief is the most awesome person ever. And he's from Pocahontas. Yeah.
And his beautiful wife, Margaret.
Yeah. And you know what Margaret did for me one time? I was wrestling in 1981 and somehow didn't have an extra pair of pants and split the crotch out. Went to Mrs. Morton's room. She taught home ec. Stitched them up for me. They lasted the rest of my 106-pound career. Yeah, she's great.
She is the best.
We love the Mortons, and I hope they're listening in on 96.7 right now because they are great people and a big part of the history that is Albia High School Wrestling.
I also want to give a shout-out to Sonny Williams. Sonny's a dear soul, great Albia guy. He is a huge supporter of Albia Athletics. I know Sonny is listening tonight, and his son Jason and family. So I want to send a shout-out to my good buddy Sonny Williams.
We've got 182-pounders out here right now. We're getting ready for a big semifinal matchup, and we're hoping that Carter Ray Isley punches his ticket to tomorrow night at 285 pounds. Isley, a returning state champion for the Albia Blue Demons here at Wells Fargo Arena, on the 96.7 live broadcast that's being brought to you by the great folks at Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, Double D Repair. And don't forget Jane Sinnott and Jane's Painting. And also, hey, Travis Zappel, are you live with us on the mat side mic?
Yes, sir.
Can you give that to us? Hey, Travis, one of our sponsors is Sinclair Tractor, and that's where you work. And you told me earlier that you got some specials going on during tournament season. On what products?
Yeah, I do, Joe. And anybody out there listening to me that's interested in looking for a four-wheel drive John Deere tractor, I am running some barn burner specials right now during tournament season here in the month of February. And if you really have the need or the want for a John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, look me up here at Sinclair Tractor.
A farmer has a need and a want for a John Deere tractor, and they
especially
need to see Travis Zappel.
Especially a green four-wheel
drive. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, but that is awesome that we can interact not only with our listeners but with our broadcasters. And, Travis, you're down there mat side, and you've been doing a yeoman's job of bringing us great interviews. And what do you think when Carter Isley takes the mat down here? Have you been able to get a look at him here in the tunnel? Or is he still back in the workout rooms?
Yeah, he's still back in the workout rooms, Joe, but he's going to come out here, and it's going to be a house of fire, typical Carter Isley style.
Yeah, he's done a great job all season long. An undefeated wrestler. He lost twice in his sophomore year to the eventual state champion. He lost in the district final, and he lost in the state final to the Minneapolis Stallion. And the name escapes me. I think it
Holloway.
Holloway.
Yeah, Holloway from Minneapolis.
Stephen Holloway.
Stephen Holloway. Did he go on to play football somewhere?
Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa.
I think he's a linebacker for the Hawks. I think he's going to get some time.
Yes. Really? So that's the kind of
I think he's going to get time.
That's the kind of athlete that you're talking about with Carter Isley. He's already signed a national letter of intent to wrestle for UNI. UNI, a top 10 program in the United States of America. And I'm really looking forward to going to Waterloo Cedar Falls next winter and watching Carter Isley be the heavyweight
Absolutely.
For the Panthers at
I'll
UNI.
Tell you what, the Panthers with their recruiting class, they for a while during the summer they had the number one rated recruiting class in the country.
Hey
they
Joe,
are definitely a top five recruiting class.
Yeah, Travis, go for us.
Yeah, I was just standing here waiting for the next match to come up, and one of the officials come over and asked me how Blake Lawless was doing. He was the official in Blake's quarterfinal match when Blake got headbutted there and split his eye open, and the official told me, he said, that's one of the worst ones I've ever seen in my career officiating, and he said, I've been doing it for 35 years.
Yeah, you got to wonder if maybe that didn't have part of the impact. You know, Blake jumped out. He had the big 7-2 lead, but that old blood starts pumping up there around the head, around the noggin, and 9 stitches it took to close the gash on Blake Lawless's forehead, and it was gross. He did not have a face mask on when he was wrestling, but you maybe wonder if it didn't come into play as he was wrestling, because when your blood starts pumping against a wound like that,
you start to notice it's there.
Yeah, you'd have to notice that it was there. But Blake Lawless, he's farm kid tough, and he's probably going to have a scar from those 9 stitches, and that'll be a friendly reminder for him while he's getting his haircuts when he's 50.
You know, he is double tough. I mean, Blake Lawless is. And he came off the match after that defeat here in the semifinals. And you know, his left eye was swelled clear shut. And, you know, kudos to Blake Lawless, though, for coming out here and giving it his best. Had a heck of a good semifinal match. Just got caught in a bad position and come out getting pinned. But I look for him to come back here on the consolation side in the morning and prove that he's worthy of that third-place spot.
Well, you talk about a guy that's tough. Here's a guy that's tough, Rick Whistler. Rick texts in, Holloway is wrestling at Iowa. I knew he was at Iowa. I thought he was playing football, but I'm not going to doubt my good buddy Rick Whistler. No way. Thanks to Coach Whistler for checking in. Chief has touched and helped many. Thank you, Chief, and that is from Jim Angren.
Oh, yeah, Jim Angren would know all about Chief. Jim's got that little business going there in the old bowling alley.
Yeah.
Making stuff happen there, doing a lot of good things with recycling. And anytime I trap a turtle or catch a turtle on the road, Jim Angren gives me top dollar for it. He imports them or exports them to China. Seriously.
I know.
If you catch a turtle, Jim Angren will put it in a gunny sack, put it in a water tank, and 3 days after he goes to Chicago with it,
Somebody
in China is buying it at a Chinese turtle market. I swear that is the truth. He buys all kinds of furs.
My brother Jimmy traps, and Jim, I think, does most of the buying. Shout out to Carter Isley from your cousin Kate and Beth. We are so proud of you. Go Big Blue. Also on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, Henley Sue Zapital sends out a shout out. She says, we're still listening in. Great job, boys. Mentioned that Uncle T's niece are looking forward to meeting their new niece. Go Big Blue.
I bet all of our great listeners that are joining in on 1490.
Talk about that now.
1490 ESPN, the jock, is joining our broadcast tonight, and I bet all of our great big market listeners in Des Moines are digging that we're talking about selling turtles and coon hides.
You know, Jason, I don't have very many fans, but boy, my nieces, they sure love me, and they're my biggest fans, and I love them back.
Well, I got this beautiful picture here of Henley Sue Zapital.
Little Henley Sue, she's going to be making her grand debut.
Grand
entrance into this world here on April 4th, and I'm just excited as all get out to finally have a child, and a daughter will be fun.
That is going to be fun.
I'm hoping, and I'm thinking that by the time that she hits high school, the Iowa State Athletic Association is going to have girls sanctioned wrestling, and my daughter Henley Sue will be on the mat.
Dan Gable's lobbying for that, folks. Hey, yep. If you're just joining us, we're at 96.7 KIIC at the live high school wrestling championships, and we've got about 2 minutes before Carter Isley for the Albion Blue Demons is going to be taking the mat, trying to punch his ticket to the finals tomorrow night.
And we'll get to Carter Isley after this quick timeout. High of the Mets, High Fidelity. Carter Isley coming out momentarily. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Carter the Iceman Isley coming out on the mat. He's got the red ankle band on.
I am going to make a bold prediction here for you Blue Demon wrestling fans. Carter Isley gets a pin in the first 42 seconds.
Well, that might be generous. Good luck, Carter, from your cousins in Minnesota. Go, Carter Isley. Ron and Kim Dixon checking in.
His opponent's Tanner Hofstetter of Grinnell, a senior, 37-4.
They faced each other.
I was going to say they had to have. Yep. And
there's a double leg by Isley. He dumps him over, and Hofstetter was wrestling to not get pinned right there. While he got shot in there on that double leg, he just swam over onto his stomach and tried to swim out, and it was definitely Carter Isley.
That's probably going to be measured on a Richter scale. That hit so hard.
He's scared of him. Right now, Carter Isley covers. He's going to try to lock a cradle up here. Now he puts a deep waist in on the right side. Stand up here for Grinnell. Grinnell stands up. Carter Isley, 285-pounder, undefeated on his senior season here for the Albion Blue Demons. Goes ahead, and he cuts his 285-pound opponent from Grinnell.
Well, Carter Isley could give a takedown demonstration to 160-pounders.
Tanner Hofstetter, a senior, 37-4 on his season. He's in a semifinal matchup against Carter Isley from Albion. Isley backs away. The first minute is gone from this match.
Look at that.
Isley
dropped
in on double leg. A good job there by Hofstetter, though, backing out of that.
This 285-pounder, Carter Isley, you got to remember, folks, he was the state's 2A leading rusher on the football field. At 285 pounds.
He's out there on the mat right now, on mat number 6. And if, Travis, if you can hear us, you might cut your mic while you go through the tunnel. We're getting a little bit of feedback there as Carter Isley jumps through and gets inside position on a collar tie. He's in on a single leg, but Hofstetter shoves him off the mat and will go back to the center of the mat. 23 seconds left in the first period, a 2-1 lead for Carter Isley.
Good luck to Carter Isley from the Grinsteads. Back in Albia, cheering him on. Carter, the Iceman Isley. 16 seconds to go here in the opening period. 2-1 lead for the big man.
Carter Isley with inside position. A shuck by. He's got the front headlock in with 7 seconds to go.
Oh, look at that. Dumps him.
He's got him on his back. Carter Isley's going to get the pin.
There it is.
And there it is. Call that pin in 1 minute, 58 seconds. I missed it by a minute 16.
You were off, my friend. How about that, Grandma Blanche? How about that, Sweeney's in Del Rio, Texas? How about that, Carter's family in Minnesota? What a win, Carter, the Iceman Isley.
And Carter Isley did what he had to. He was under control. He had more patience than I did. If it had been my druthers, Carter would have gone out there and pinned him in 42 seconds. Instead, he got it done in a 1:58. What a great win for Carter Isley. We got two Albion Blue Demons in the championships tomorrow, and I really like the chances
Absolutely.
Of Aiden Reeves and Blake Lawless. An injured,
yep.
beat-up Blake Lawless to go for third-place points tomorrow at Wells Fargo Arena.
It's going to be a great day, you guys. We're going to have so much fun here from Wells Fargo Arena. We're going to be high above the mats, high fidelity. We're going to bring you every single match here in the championships. Of course, we'll start at 10 o'clock. Getting those place winners. Everybody that is still wrestling tonight is going to be wrestling tomorrow for a place on the podium. And it's going to be a great day of fun, guys. And we got to recapture our breath. Did you bring your running shoes with you? You might need to sleep with them.
I'm going to sleep fast tonight. I'm going to put my running shoes on before I crawl into that bed and make sure that I am fresh and refreshed at 10 o'clock tomorrow when we come back.
Hey, KIC crew, keep up the good work watching on TV, listening to friends on radio. Good luck, Blue Demons from Jacket, Johnny Flattery.
Hey, Joe, Jason, I got up here with Carter Isley. Carter, congratulations. Minute 58 pin there in the first period. Congratulations. Find your way into the championship round again for the third time.
It's an awesome feeling to get back there. I just need to get the job done another time.
What did you do to prepare and today to get to get that pin there in the first period?
Well, I knew the kid liked to head throw, so I tried to stay away from the blocks and stuff. So I got to my shot, tried to open him up, got him down, and got that cradle in.
Well, congratulations again. Going to get home, get a good night's rest, and prepare for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Can't wait till tomorrow night.
Well, congratulations.
That is Carter, the Iceman Isley, with the win. Great job, Carter. He did an amazing job. I'm going to bring home the gold tomorrow night, trying to make it the first time in school history for a two-time state champion. And he really, boy, you know, when you think about almost a sure thing, Carter Isley has been the sure thing this entire season.
No, Joe said that that kid was scared of him. Well, I'm scared of him.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the nicest guys in the world. He really is just one of these lovable, big smile, great kid. And then he walks out on the mat, and the light goes on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't realize how big he is until you stand next to him.
He's a big dude.
He is a big boy. He's thick all the way through.
And as I said earlier, if those who only know Carter from a wrestling perspective, you have to understand this 285-pound kid, solid as a brick, he's the state's leading rusher in Class 2A. And he ran away from people.
And he came up here and gave us all kinds of smiles yesterday afternoon, and he was all the way awesome.
Let's take a quick break and come right back. We're going to wrap things up from Wells Fargo Arena. The final matches are being underway right here on the mats as we wrap things up here on day number two.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
There are lessons that are learned by being part of a team, and there are the lessons that are learned by being part of a church. Grace Baptist Church services are heard here on Thunder Country KIIC on Sundays at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Be a part of a winning team.
You know, there are a lot of schools represented here in these wrestling tournaments, and of course, they're all excited and they're all backing their own wrestlers. We all like to back our own kids, don't we? And, of course, we all want the best for our kids. If you're considering open enrolling your student, though, to another district, remember March 1st is the deadline to get approval. You need to pick up forms if you're considering that at your local district office or, as I suggest to you now, the Albia Community District Office at 701 Washington Avenue East in Albia. The Albia schools are known for their excellent teachers, their terrific athletic and fine arts programs that they have that are just second to none. They have a Blue Pride Way that gets community involvement. And I'll tell you what, their facilities are absolutely terrific, whether it's their PK Center at Kendall that's new, their Grand Elementary, their Technology Center, their Modern High School. Their scholarship opportunities are incredible, as are their academic programs. It's all in Albia. Great place to open and enroll. Hope you do so. Hope you consider it.
Welcome back, everyone. Day two about in the books here from Wells Fargo Arena. Only one match, two matches going right now. But, gentlemen, it's been a great day here at Wells Fargo Arena. I think about Drew Sams and his dramatic win. Think about Isaiah Cox wrestling back and, you know, wrestling really strong. Got to think about.